Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, guys, this is Rich Sheban going solo again today. Happy Tuesday, happy January 9th. And if I seem out of breath, it's because I was trying to make sure my goats get some of the food instead of the deer. I didn't harm the deer, I just chased them away. Anyway, folks, what we're going to do today is we got to look at the at literally what the common denominator is for our destruction, and that is lowering the bars of standards and qualifications across the board for almost every job. Now, the trade sector, of course, they're the only ones really doing their job in America, and there's some exceptions to the rule, but not many. And that's going to change because of the illegal immigrants on how they're pushing down wages, and it's going to go way down because I'm reading a lot of reports about people who are hiring them because they're a lot less expensive. So what we need to do is, and before I even get into it, I have so much information, everybody. I mean, I literally have three broadcasts worth of information right now. So during the breaks, what I typically do is delete information, all public articles published in the public domain. And, of course, I use interviews and video clips as well. But I do my best to vet everything for authenticity. And you always hear me use words like facts, evidence, proof. And that's what truth used to be like. And now everything's propaganda, lies, gaslighting, false flags, hoaxes by people who have been bought and paid for and blackmail, for the most part. So I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast out of Minnesota. We could not do that without you, Jason. Thank you. And the reason why Vince isn't here today, folks, is because, as you all know, we have a major storm coming through the majority of the U.S. We're supposed to be, I was just talking to Jason a few moments ago, in a couple days we're supposed to be minus 28. Last year we hit minus 38. Just FYI, but we had a phenomenal December in Montana this year. And in my 38-ish years of being here, I think this was probably the warmest December with the least snowfall. So none of us can complain. So let me tell you one article that I'm going to start with in a category. What I do, folks, for those of you who are new listeners around the world, I try to give a variety package of different topics in the beginning of the broadcast, and then I'll go to specific categories. And, of course, I shortcut my shortcuts as I look at the time, and my time wanes rapidly in this format. Because what we're trying to do is wake people up. This is an information war, and most people feel it's going to go kinetic. And the more people that we can wake up, maybe we can prevent certain things from happening, some bad things. But we're not going to do it unless we unite. We have to have synergy. We can't use propaganda. We have to use facts. This great reset has been planned for many generations. So we need to fight the misinformation from the powers that be. Okay, I'm going to start with this article right here. In a poll, nearly 40% of Americans says Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. You talk about disinformation here, folks. all the information we've given on people's pride and ego and saving face and how they don't want to admit things, and I've given countless examples of this, you know, Stockholm Syndrome, all the cognitive dissonance, all the studies, all the psychological studies, and one comes to mind like the MIT study, along with other studies of that similar nature. And conclusions of these studies is that people believe the official narrative when they are less informed, when they have more of a follower ideology of manufactured perception, mostly because their ego and pride, and they can't admit publicly that they were wrong. And a great example, I've used many, probably hundreds of examples over the years, and of course the most common example is the death jab, where approximately 20 million people so far around the world have died. Never mind the morbidities, the autoimmune diseases, the turbo cancers, and everything else. And I have a small category on healthcare I'll get to. I think every baby in the forest knows this is a depopulation effort. So I haven't been hitting healthcare as much, but we're still trying to wake people up. And I'm going to start with voter fraud, election fraud, foreign interference, which I've given thousands of pieces of information, factual information, over the years. But think about it. Nearly 40% of Americans say Biden is illegitimate. Just 40? Really? You talk about justifying and rationalizing everything from hate to acceptance of certain facts that are false. The excuse behaviors, despite all the tyrannical propaganda pushers using terms like misinformation and disinformation to pressure companies and the public to obey for the purpose of submissive conformity. This is an aristocracy takeover versus the serfs. And so many people say the government system doesn't work. Yes, it does work. It works phenomenally because it's helping the government and big corporations to consolidate power, money, and control. What we're seeing is not just a depopulation agenda, but we're seeing fraud being accepted and legalized. We're seeing where they don't want us to debate, not have arguments. They want us censored with fake experts and fake official authorities who've been bought and paid for just to sell the elite narrative. We're seeing planned damage is what we're seeing, folks. And there's no other way to put it. So what we're going to do is I don't give opinions. My analysis and comments are based on the facts that I give regarding these public, published articles, interviews, and video clips that's been in the public domain. I don't make anything up. So let's expand on this. 40% of Americans say Biden is illegitimate. Oh, nearly. God forbid I don't give the full context. So for those of you who might not be aware, President Trump just a couple days ago released the summary of election fraud of the 2020 election. Remember all the mainstream media and all the people who are bought and paid for saying, oh, there's no evidence of fraud, no evidence. Actually, there's no evidence that Joe Biden won the election. In the five swing states, he was up in the middle of the night while everybody was in bed by over a million votes. I'm looking at the numbers right here in these swing states. And you remember how... Let me show you how easy it is to steal an election. The election was over, but the ballots kept coming in. See, Biden didn't get votes, he got ballots. Think about this. Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Milwaukee. Those five cities, precincts, changed the results of our world. So all this compromised election filled with violations of the Constitution, unlawful ballots, widespread broken chain of custody, electronic manipulation. missing and corrupted election files that made it uncertifiable. And you cannot recreate the results because of all the scamming that took place. Think about this. So all these ballots were coming in the middle of the night without media, without observers present. All these irregularities emerged, including reports of ineligible voters, voting machine anomalies, water main breaks, improbable percentages of ballots for Joe Biden. So, with all these irregularities, unlawful activities, manipulation of election records, destruction of evidence and fraud, think about this, in the swing states. Think about this, Atlanta, Georgia, Detroit, Michigan, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Phoenix, Arizona, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Those are the five states that literally got affected from those five precincts. Excuse me a moment. Had to get a drink, folks. Sorry about that. Believe me, I cherish every second on this broadcast because I don't have enough time to give the information. And it's disturbing for me because I prepare for hours and hours and hours to try to give you a message that's proven and factual in context while I'm shortcutting the message because of time. So what I'm going to do is this report that was delivered, this evidence that was delivered by the Trump team, I'm just going to go through some in Georgia. I'm going to need three broadcasts to go through all five states, all five precincts of those cities I just mentioned. And think about this. Georgia was called for Joe Biden by just over 11,000 votes, less than 12,000 votes. And there's no digital record of all in-person votes cast in its original results. Another bulletproof is not a single ballot purportedly cast during early in-person voting was witnessed and signed off by poll managers as required by Georgia election rules. See, all this, all these changes in voting with the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes and all this stuff, all this stuff is illegal. It had to be approved by the legislature. And the Secretary of State's and Attorney General's and other corrupt actors just changed the law. Seals were broken. Memory cards removed from tabulators for the results of these 315,000 votes. And they were printed on different machines than the one that tabulated them. Think about that. So this prevented the reconciliation of how many votes were cast on each machine. Another bullet point. The ballot images of these votes, along with the rest of in-person ballots cast on Election Day, were destroyed. Were destroyed. That's just like the January 6th committee with Liz Cheney. They destroy the evidence, but they claim this, that, and the other thing. It's unbelievable. We don't even have proof. Another bullet point. The vote in Georgia was counted three times. The original machine count, a statewide hand count, and the second machine count. Each time the state and Fulton County reported three different results. How can you certify this? Fulton County did not count the same ballots during the original count.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, everybody. This is, I know this is boring to hear, but I'm just mentioning some of the Georgia election fraud. Because Joe Biden supposedly won by a little over 11,000 votes. I want you to think about the numbers I'm sharing with you from each bullet point. Thousands of fraudulent presidential-only ballots were injected into the second machine count with huge margins favoring Joe Biden. The second machine count was over 17,000 votes short. Fulton County was instructed to reconcile the results by the Secretary of State and recertify its results without divulging the extent of the vote deficiency to the members. Another bullet point. Thousands of bogus votes were added as election results to the second machine count. This includes almost 21,000 unsubstantiated votes of unknown origin. And the results were missing for almost 18,000 ballot images and included 3,125 duplicate ballot images that was counted twice. Another bullet point. Almost 3,000 ballots were counted two or three times in the second machine, totaling 6,118 questionable votes. Another bullet point. 80% of Fulton counties reported different total number of votes between the first and second machine count. Another bullet point. The only electronic votes that survived the first count were the mail-in ballots tabulated on the high-speed scanner. Their ballot images were automatically uploaded to the election server. Next bullet point. 90%. 90% of those approximately 148,000 absentee ballots cast in Fulton County cannot be authenticated. There's no file form, lacking evidence, digital image of the vote lacking. It was scanned and tabulated. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Another bullet point, almost 105,000 ballot images, files of these mail-in ballots from the original count contain identical modified time stamps suggesting electronic manipulation. Keep in mind, Joe Biden supposedly won by just over 11,000 votes. And Fulton County does not know how many voters cast votes, and its lack of basic accounting controls made it impossible to determine who really won in 2020. Well, it's pretty obvious. Another bullet point, 376,000 and change ballot images were missing from the first machine count, which includes all in-person votes in Fulton County. Another bullet point, none of the 315,000 votes cast during early voting in Fulton County were witnessed and signed by the poll manager and poll workers as required by state election rules. Who cares about rules and laws, right? And tabulators in Fulton County during the early voting had their seals broken and memory cards were reprogrammed and inserted into different counters. You can't make this stuff up. Another bullet point, 235 absentee ballots were requested and accepted too early prior to the lawful date, 180 days before the 20. This is 235,000. Another bullet point, over 4,000 false votes for Joe Biden were included in the hand count audit results for Fulton County. Another one, I mean, I don't know where to stop here, people. I mean, Fulton County certified over 59,000 in-person votes on election day, despite only 14,000 and change people voted as of 5 p.m. So evidence suggests that in-person total was inflated by approximately 37,000 votes. Oh, there was also about thousands of pristine, unfolded absentee ballots that were counted during the hand count. If it's unfolded, it means it didn't come in the mail. It's fraud, fraud, fraud. Well, you people in Georgia really got conned. You got played. An estimated 30,000 to 92,000 and change illicit votes were trafficked in Georgia as part of a massive ballot tracking operation. There were over 364,000 ineligible voters on the rolls during the 2020 election. Think about the numbers. And they gave the state to Joe Biden with 11,000 and change. Think about the numbers I'm sharing with you. Do you know in the 2020 election, this is all 2020, there were absentee ballots issued to Bangkok, Thailand, Georgia, Denver, Georgia, Detroit, Georgia. I'm not making this stuff up. Los Angeles, Georgia, all these fraudulent addresses, Bronx, Georgia, Hilton Head, Georgia, Louisiana.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, you've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, don't...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Rich Eben sitting in for Vince today. And what we're doing is fighting disinformation, okay? We're fighting propaganda, lies, gaslighting, all this stuff that you've heard me say many times. And when I say something, I don't just say it. I give evidence, I give proof, I give facts. And that's what we do here. And that's what most of the alternative slash new media does. We have to remember that the powers that be are purposely selling American weakness and victim group status and giving all the beneficiaries to the protectionist group status, which is mostly the children of the super wealthy who didn't even earn their money. That's what this Great Reset is. It's been planned for generations. We are literally being set up for an attack in every way you can define that word. And that's why all the wealth redistribution is going to the top 1 to 2%. We're letting ourselves get played. We don't have any more bars of standards and qualifications for a job. I mean, unless you're in the trades. So what I'm going to do now, folks, I got to move on. I have so many articles that, and interviews and stuff that need to be discussed. And man, I'm not going to get close to half of what I prepared for. Not even close. So I'm just going to, as I usually do, as I get into the broadcast deeper and deeper, and my time wanes, I shortcut my shortcuts to deliver a bullet point for the message that needs to be discussed. So here we go here, folks. I'm going to move on because I can't, I don't even have time to go through all of Georgia with all the election fraud there is. So for those of you who say nearly 40% believes that Joe Biden's illegitimate, it should be 100%. So you got to remember this wokeness, this identity politics is really about what group you're in. It's not about your qualifications. It's not about your standards. It's designed to distract, dumb down, but mostly divide and conquer the people. It's all a psyops. It's designed to embarrass a group so they can't admit that they were wrong. It goes back to the ego, the pride, the saving face. It's another form of a bioweapon using your brain. We have given so much information that the powers that be, and we've given the literature, we've given quotes and paraphrased their speeches from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, how they want to eliminate family, but mostly eliminate individuality. It's their own people saying this. So corruption is a business model. It's a business model. Treason is a business model. Look how much evidence and proof you've given about treason over the years, but especially lately. No qualifications, no merit. You're being played, you're being used, you're being duped, people. So people are no longer earning a job. They're getting their positions and opportunities based on their willingness to sell you out. So they're either bribed or blackmailed. And they're using Saul Alinsky. They're using all divide and conquer strategies. And when they say words like, oh, equality, fairness, diversity, equity, inclusion, all this BS, and you literally watch your wealth disappearing and going to the top 1%. And you're sitting there, well, maybe we'll get equality and fairness. You can't even give ideas and solutions when you're starving. When the whole woke, non-qualified, low bars of standard system based on what group you're in, who aren't earning their jobs, are in charge. So if they're in charge, and I've said this, I'm so blue in the face talking about this. But we give the evidence. This is part of the Great Reset. A woke society is designed to collapse when the least qualified people are in charge. I am so blue in the face talking about this. And with all the election fraud that I just gave in over the months, over the years, including this morning, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger does not have to testify in upcoming case challenging Georgia election machines. Remember I gave articles last week of all his lies, how he doesn't want to testify under oath? This is one of the reasons I do this. So I can recall other evidence and proof that I've mentioned either last week, last year, or years ago. Treason is our business model. I mean, America. And don't call us America anymore, folks. The new word for our country right now, here we go, you ready? The divided groups of scams, corruption, and fraud. Let me give that again. The divided groups of scams, corruption, and fraud. That is America's new name. Boy, I'll tell you, when you look at this business model of scams, corruption, and fraud, you look at the judges, the lawyers, the politicians. I'm telling you, sincerely, for those of you who are listening in the intelligence agencies, big pharma, and this fascist system that we have now, you've really let your people down. You've let your country down. You've let humanity down. And for all you judges, lawyers, and politicians, you've heard me say this before, I have some homework for you to do. I want you to personally knock on every door of every family that lost a combat soldier who fought for our country. And tell their family, by looking them in the eye, that they died in vain. That they died for nothing. And then I want you to contact everybody who has a child and grandchild. And I want you to tell them, judges, lawyers, and politicians, that you sold out and that their kids and grandkids no longer have a future. Can you do that for me, please? Please? Okay, moving on here. Oh, and speaking of the economy, the top 10, here we go. The top 10% holding 92.5% of equities. The American Dream in Action is the title of this. 92.5%. Now, who's that guy in Montana who for 13 years on national radio has been talking about the bottom 93%? Who's that guy? Oh, that's right. I use proof and facts. And that's why, I mean, you have seven companies holding up the stock market, folks. It's all done to save the wealthiest among us. All of it. Moving on. Harvard President Claudine Gay resigns over plagiarism claims and disastrous anti-Semitism testimony in bitter letter where she says she's a victim of racism. This is the ultimate victim group status. Not only did she not apologize, folks, even though she's not the Harvard president anymore, she's still getting a $900,000 a year salary. After refusing to protect terrified Jews, she's whining right now that she's scared of racial hate. You see how this works, folks? You see how this works? And going back to that article I just mentioned previous, the top 10% holding 92.5% of equities. People, when you look at the debt that we have just on credit cards, we have 56 million people in debt. That's over $1 trillion. So what happens when their liquidity vanishes, when they're literally fighting for food? And this has been this way for over a year. Inflation's going through the roof. Inverted yield curves. You're going to have so many labor issues because when liquidity goes down, these people can't pay. The banks are going to become more insolvent, which they are already. So no one can find good jobs. And you incorporate wokeness. You incorporate tens of millions of illegal aliens. You're going to have more delinquencies, more bankruptcies. No one's going to benefit. Oh, except for that top few percent. Okay, I'm moving on here. Oh, here's an article, guess what, on Ray Epps. So the Justice Department hides Ray Epps' January 6th case and plea deal from public view. So basically, the DOJ is saying, well, he cooperated, so he's only going to get 6 months. While we literally have January 6th political hostages in prison for decades. And this guy's on video saying we have to go into the Capitol. Unbelievable. I'll tell you, you've really let us down, people. You've really let us down. So the Ray Epps sentencing hearing today, from what the Gateway Pundit is saying, it's changed to a secretive Zoom hearing after the Gateway Pundit received a tip. So the D.C. Kangaroo Court breaks the law again. Breaks the law. Who's breaking the law? Judges, lawyers, politicians, law enforcement. So they break the law, hiding sentencing from the public. And that is patently unconstitutional. We are a banana republic, third world country, folks, to every standard and definition. Next, here's a really good interview. And when I say these things, I watch the whole interview, folks. I give you little bullet points because of time. So it's titled, This is the Smartest, Best Informed Account of What Actually Happened on January 6th. And it's Representative Higgins interviewing with Tucker Carlson about all the undercover agents in January 6th. So think about this. I'm just going to give you a bullet point here. Clay Higgins basically says, and I'm paraphrasing, that government assets dressed like Trump supporters that were already in the Capitol before the doors opened. That's called a setup. That's called a setup. And he says, Clay Higgins says, and I've given this article before, but he says there's over 200 FBI assets, conservative number. If this is true, folks, this means our top law enforcers are traitors to the Constitution and to the American people. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to move on here to try and speed things up, which, good luck. George Stephanopoulos stunned after Pelosi suggests states can overrule Constitution and ban Trump from the presidential ballot. Look, they're getting so desperate that they're just throwing macaroni against the wall and seeing what's going to stick. You got to remember something here, folks. As early as May, the World Health Organization with these phony treaties, the World Economic Forum, the UN, all the powers that be, they want to take over everything in the world, everything in your life. That means there's no constitution, no rule of law. That's why you hear me talk about how when the powers that be eliminate rights, restitution, due process, and any protection under the rule of law, it's just serious stuff. And the useful idiots start looking at their group and the benefits that they get from playing the victim group status card. They want to end all commerce, your life, total consolidation of power, money, and control. They want you down, or the world down, to less than 500,000 people. How many times have we talked about the insurance actuaries and looking at all cause mortality? And what the death jab has done, 20 million people approximately worldwide have already been killed from this death jab. They are literally eliminating fuel, fertilizer, food, energy across the board. They want to bring back masks, social distancing, lockdowns. They want to cancel elections and bring in martial law. This is an aristocracy, elite, super wealthy takeover of the globe. Do you understand? They are using your group, not giving your group any benefits. You got to understand that. You don't empower a nature or group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for the job. They don't give a damn about your group. You are being used. And you're going to be used into all the way down to serfdom and slavery, and that is if you survive. You better wake up, people. And you better do Not soon, not tomorrow. You got to do it now. Because when you see all these people who are making money by not earning their job, whether they get caught doing plagiarism, whatever they lower the bars or stands or qualifications for, whatever they, however they justify feeling entitled to play the victim group status card, this is all categories under purposely delegitimizing work. They're rewarding people who are willing to take the money to sell you out because they want you on UBI, which is Universal Basic Income. So after this Claudine Gay, who resigned from Harvard because she got caught, she's still making $900,000 a year to sell the globalist narrative, even though she's not at the job. When you think about your group hyphen and pronoun more than your country, you're giving free lunch to the elites. They are smiling all the way to the bank because they get the welfare. They get the money printed out of thin air. They get the fractional reserve lending, which now there's no money that needs to be backed up in banks. They get the stock buybacks. They get everything. Subsidies, money printing, money under the table, special investments, lobbying PACs, grants, you name it, they get it. People, we are in an era where the powers that be are not giving you value. They're taking it away. And they're mostly using divide and conquer strategies because their jobs are not earned. And then they're making you react emotionally so you lose the ability to have critical thinking. We've given these psychological studies many, many times. And you keep listening to the Liz Cheneys and the Rob Meathead Briners and all these people, Sununu, all these people, Justin Trudeau, the Cuomos, all these people born on third base, given their opportunities from their daddy. They're the ones with the biggest mouths that take away the food out of your mouth. And if they replace it with other food, it's got no nutrition, and it's probably toxic. Do you understand? All right, this is what happens when I go off into tangents. Next, AP quietly reveals donation from foreign group that trains journalists as climate change activists. We have spent so much time on this hoax and fraud. It's unbelievable. Look, everything the elite said was going to happen, all the coastlines will be flooded, everything. Nothing happened. So the AP is just one of dozens of organizations from the KR Foundation, which supports this coordinated effort to basically put public pressure on this campaign. Wake up, folks. You're being manipulated by propaganda, by people who print the money and give it to people who are traitors and sellouts. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.